Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
But you know what's going to happen? Is Hard Knocks is going to distantly cover the Commanders fourth, because they're the fourth most interesting team, because even the terrible Giants have Jackson Dart and Bo Scadaboo and all these injuries to the star players and the blue tent and a fired coach. The Commanders, if you're ranking the four teams right now, are the least interesting in their division. They're going to be the redheaded stepchild here for this season of Hard Knocks. And this should have been all about Washington, all about Jaden Daniels. Darius, do you have the trailer for Hard Knocks? Let's play it for the people. The drop today should have been a holiday around these parts.
What is it about these division games that just makes it different?
We've been waiting years for this moment.
You know what time it is?
Big NFC East matchup.
NFC East, nothing like it.
Here we go!
It's the NFL. You're playing against the best.
What else would you rather be?
1, 2, 3, time!
How they react to adversity is a very important part of our process.
The expectation to win.
This team's gonna play hard. We're gonna fight to the end.
Turn up on the post.
When you're climbing a mountain, you never look back. Ever.
Appreciate everything we got. You got your families looking at you, your friends. That's what it takes to do what we do.
I ain't no ducking.
All I need is discipline and focus.
Sounds fun.
Let's go!
We're building something special here.
Go on, Dad, like it's your last game!
What could have been? What could have been if I was sitting here today getting ready for the Commanders on Hard Knocks on HBO in a playoff push, battling for the division with the Philadelphia Eagles, who they still play two times in game that will be chronicled by NFL Films. I got Dan Quinn in the trailer. I got Terry McLaurin giving a speech straight out of a movie. And yet Washington's 3-8. They've lost 6 in a row, 7 of 8. And I'm looking at NFL Tankathon.
I will be watching like a hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For different things than I thought. Like, I thought it was going to be what's prep look like among the great vibe as they're marching to the postseason, as they're fighting it out, as you said. More difficult schedule, but I didn't think there'd be this kind of regression. Instead, I will be watching like a predatory bird at the boobery and the ineptitude. I want the conversations. Like, it was the organization's own stupidity where they released this video where Rivera's going, you know, if he's there, we could take Forbes. We really could. By the way, Emmanuel Forbes is playing well now, which is a hoot. But whatever. We could pass on Gonzalo's, the excellent football player, okay? And we could take this guy that's way worse in Forbes if he's there. They released that. Like, they showed that after the fact. Like, Gonzalez is all world, and Forbes is on another team. And, like, now we know.
Well,
I
fairness,
want
that
all
video
of those.
Came out right after the draft.
I understand.
It's not like they knew Christian Gonzalez was great and Emmanuel Forbes was terrible. And
well, they sure as bleep didn't know.
They did not know.
So a lot of people that cover this thing did. But yeah, the point of the dude's story is, I want to see it. I want to see the conversations. Should we do nothing? Yeah, let's do nothing. Do you want to change anything? Nope. Keep sending them up. Should we demote anybody? Nah. Should we trade anybody? No, this group's got it. Let's keep it all together and run it back again while we lose game after game after game after game in record-setting inept fashion. I'm going to be sitting there with a steno pad and a healthy set of pens. In case one pen starts to fade for a microsecond, I'll have another on alert 5 just to make sure I take every note. I want to see who's responsible. And I want butts. I want names.
They typically open the first episode with like a Thanksgiving time frame. So while cameras have been rolling and they can pan back and see some other things, I'm sure. For the most part, I don't think a lot of what's happened to this point is going to be chronicled in the show. They'll do this get you up to speed thing with a few final calls and highlights in the first episode as to how we got here. But I don't think you'll get what you want if you want trade deadline behind the scenes and stuff. I don't think that was happening. It's going to be the rest of the year, but there's still going to be plenty there. Do we get some discussions between Dan Quinn and Joe Witt? Do we get to see how Joe Witt runs a defensive meeting and what that looks like? How attentive are the players? Do we get to see anything that is particularly revealing about how we got here beyond just injuries, which I am granting you is a big reason for this debacle of a season. But it's not the only reason, and I want some insight. Now, the teams have some editorial say on this thing, and they're not going to let anything go to the papers and go to print, so to speak, to be disseminated that makes them look bad. So it's not like you're going to see like some dude rolling into a meeting 5 minutes late who just woke up in the facility like he's ready to get fined and doesn't know that they have a game that weekend, if that's the kind of loosey-goosey stuff that's going on in the building as you're punting down the stretch. But it's still going to be a better window into this operation than we've had at any point in many, many years with the Hard Knocks cameras rolling. But we've been robbed of what could have been an incredible thing. Can you imagine?
Yes.
If this was last year, just go back one season ago, to the amazing run and the content we'd have with those cameras in the building when Washington was New England.
Can you imagine the joy?
They were the team everyone was talking about. Can you believe this? You're one of this defensive-minded guy who's changed the culture and this quarterback playing at an MVP level. That was us. That was the Commanders 1 year ago. And yet we finally get Hard Knocks, and here it is, man. 3-8 with a bye week, and then you're going to be 8-point underdogs at home to the Denver Broncos, who have the best defense in the NFL. I am excited to see how they handle the Jaden thing behind the scenes. And I wonder if that motivates them to handle it publicly differently starting out of the bye. Mm. Do they just come out and say in the press conference, here's what we're doing, we're shutting them down for the year or not? Are we going to see meetings behind the scenes where they're talking about, Should we play him? Should we not play him? How healthy is he? Like, anything that informs into that storyline is going to be invaluable for fans and media alike.
Smart point. Yeah, I mean, that the whatever is at stake, and the stakes couldn't be lower, by the way, for a team with really legitimate aspirations that where the bottom has fallen out. But anytime you could put something on it where it's, you know, I'm not really that concerned about their internal struggle to figure out if Kane Medrano should get more snaps at linebacker, respectfully. You know what I mean? Like, that's not that interesting to me. What happens to Jaden Daniels is, like, that's compelling content. So you're trying to find a way to make a 3-8 team where, again, the bottom is falling out, trying to make them interesting. That's the best way to do it, right?
Well, and Daniels is nationally the selling point on this team.
Mm-hmm.
He is the reason they had all of the primetime games scheduled that they did. Thursday night against the Packers, Monday night against the Bears, Monday night against Kansas City, Sunday night against Seattle, Sunday night against Denver, standalone national game against Miami, Christmas Day against the Cowboys. They've got that Saturday night primetime game coming up still against the Eagles. I don't know how many that was, but I think I just rattled off like 8 standalone games. It's not because the network execs wanted to see Marcus Mariota throwing the ball to Zach Ertz on 3rd and 7. Everybody wants a piece of Jaden Daniels. So I would imagine he would even, with their season, be one of the stars of the show. It would be wild if they didn't involve him. And I would think he'd be game. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but he is getting involved in a company to help better like market him and do some things off the field. The quote he put out was, "My focus will always be on football, but my team and I are excited to tap into opportunities that can help expand my impact off the field." And so he is entering into this agreement with 3 Arts to grow his production company for original media, business development, and equity-driven ventures. I don't know exactly what all that means, but a lot of these guys now kind of create their own content and produce their own videos on themselves and, you know, the off-season content or whatever. So he's joining up with some other players to do this, and I only bring this up to say, seems like he's interested in that kind of thing,
yeah,
right? So why would you not be engaging with Hard Knocks and want to sit down and talk with them if this is a venture you're kicking off right now to kind of grow
your
brand?
It could coincide with that, yeah. I mean, it makes sense, by the way. These guys have such reach. It used to be you had to depend on external sources to enhance your reach, right? Well, now with all things social media, with your own channels that have as much or more reach as any mainstream outlet, you want to control that entire process. So again, it's not my favorite thing where everything about you is a puff piece that you produce, star in, direct, and have your team of sycophants tell you how great you are all the time. But still, you can control the access in a way that you never could before. That end-to-end part of the process, instead of saying, all right, I made a documentary, now I got to ship it to somebody or shop it. No, you don't have to. You can just put it out on any kind of channel you want.
Do your own content.
Any kind of YouTube, whatever. There's no limit to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.